When you visit Arizona, time is measured in moments, not minutes. Like the moment your work stress disappears as you kayak through the canyons. Or the moment you discover the life-changing effects of prickly pear chocolate. But nothing beats the moment you see the Grand Canyon for the very first time. Visit a new state of mind. Learn more at hereyouareaz.com.
Episode. I used to do them daily during NaNoWriMo, and this year I decided I wanted to run reruns while I work on my own NaNoWriMo project. So you may hear strange day numbers that do not correspond with what you're experiencing. And you may hear that the projected word count is either way above or way below what you think it is. So ignore those. The middle part should be pretty good. And thanks for your patience. If you want to catch me live doing write-ins, go to twitch.tv/mightymur on Tuesdays and Thursdays, 12:30 Eastern Standard Time. Now let's go listen to John and Elio.
But I've only got 50,000 words to go before the end of NaNoWriMo. I thought that it'd be easy, but it's not.
Good morning, WMUR listeners, and this is The People's Placebo, where we talk to you about minor problems you have in your life and how to placebo your way out of them. So today we're going to talk about needing motivation to do something, such as write 1,700 words a day, round. And what I'm going to tell you is this. Did you know that in 17 separate cultures, the number 12 is lucky? That's right. And it's the 12th day of November, which means you will be feeling incredible luck in order to get your word count today. And do you know that if you have a glass of something that is hot, it doesn't have to be a glass, it can be a mug. If you have a glass of something that's hot, coffee, tea, hot water and lemon if you're not feeling great, it doubles the luck. Now I was going to bring guests in from the latest, from all of these 17 separate cultures, but they were all busy. So you're just going to have to get me saying that this is lucky, and I promise. Because it is. And I do. So just take that luck into consideration and remember, and then, you know, use it and write and stuff, okay? I think you can do it. I think you can, because that's what I'm heading to do right now. And I gotta remember that whole lucky thing. So wish me luck. Yeah. At the end of the day, you should be hitting that 20,000 word mark. Sweet spot. Here we go. Music by John Anelio, used by permission. This podcast is brought to you by you, wonderful patrons who support the show and help me make these. Thank you.